In fight over a woman in Kapirimposhi. Copper Belt police have warned traders against a late night business operations. In African news, the outcry over a double senior state house budget. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A 62-year-old man of Kapirimposhi has died following a fight with another man over a woman. The incident happened last night in Matilio compound near a named bar in the area. Meanwhile, the suspect, together with a woman believed to be at the center of the dispute, are currently in police custody. Police authorities in the district have confirmed the development. And Collins Hangandu, the son of the deceased, who has been identified as Trust Hangandu, narrated to Kombon Radio News how he received the tragic news about his father.
I was angry at my mother, sababu umbaba sana sana sonomba kavieni uyo mwana kasorio alino ndakwebati ni takati nabana nomwa umoke taupa ugai uyo ewa upeneka kunuma alino ndre kunuma aruma umewa kenomba fiani kia sangati ewa ya dipa nwaido ma 16 samwaido
olu mwapokele report na wako chitiketi
ero fiambiro kuchitika kumfati kuli ema nani kanipari mpaba fiasi ya ruma 14 so kisa isi wati ewa chishinka badate ma 16 something so ya no ine ili yashi tiyo ndandi na skweta makazana kukute kwa kutikuwa gomba wapambirako.
Meanwhile, Bright Muya, the youngest brother to the deceased, has called for justice to prevail in the matter.
Ema inangu mewondi mi Bright. Awa tu siya mbapati wangu ya mba trust. Batu uja ajitika ajiro anu Mburi mfami tatu kumeno uro wani pe. Muntu umujambu dinkanyama. It's not good. Tia rombago government uta wikile manu. At least justice ijitike. Jambo tobe uti wonse kubiro masimba masanga bari mukati mu masewezi. So tumbabe uhumende uti please please tawombabe. Ase ni rosi yampati ku family. Just is uti wanda aba jatwa.
Cape Verde Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has warned traders in the province against operating their businesses late into the night, saying the practice exposes them to criminal attacks. Mr. Yui has urged their traders to comply with regulations as set by local authorities on business operating hours to ensure their safety. He explained that closing businesses around 18 hours or early evenings would allow traders to move safely with their daily earnings. Mr. Yui further advised the traders to deposit their money in banks instead of keeping large amounts of cash, noting that this would help prevent robberies and other attacks. He added that the police are also available to accompany individuals who feel unsafe from moving alone and encourage the members of the public to seek police assistance when necessary. Meanwhile, commenting on the recent shooting incident in Chingola, Mr. Yui said investigations are currently underway and that no arrests have been made so far.
Yeah, our advice is that traders should follow, you know, the laid down timing by the council. I think we don't expect the traders to trade well above 22 hours, okay? Mm-hmm. By 18 hours, I think they should close and secure their money by one taking to banks. They must have arrangement with banks. This time we have mobile banking. You see, so the traders should take advantage of that. You know, talk to the bank and know how to quickly bank their money. Okay, you remember time before the council used to do, you know, operations where they are closing business houses which are not compliant to the regulations. They have their own bylaws which they enforce. But if they are overwhelmed, we the police is there to, you know, to reinforce them.
A concerned resident of Lusaka's Chazanga area, Barnabas Zulu, has expressed concern over the current security situation in Pulungu Ward 23, which covers Chazanga and Kabanana. Mr. Zulu says that there has been increasing cases of people being attacked by suspected junkies in the area, alleging that little has been done by authorities to address the situation. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Region News, Mr. Zulu has since called on the Zambia Police Service, particularly the Inspector General of Police and the Lusaka District Commanding Officer, to tighten security in Chazanga and Kabanana. He has also appealed for increased community sensitization to help secure the safety of residents. Mr. Zulu says residents are now living in fear as people are reportedly being attacked even in broad daylight, adding that many community members can no longer move freely at night due to fear of being attacked by the suspected junkies.
We have seen a situation whereby people are being attacked, people are being robbed by these junkies. and there's nothing which is currently being done by the authority to ensure that they deal with the situation. So we are calling upon the Inspector General of Police, Mr. Graphael Musamba, including the Lusaka Province Police Commissioner and Commanding Officer for Lusaka District, to ensure that they tighten security in Kabanana and Kazanga.